Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We have been talking for years about the epic crossover that was inevitably coming between Murder House and Coven, and tonight we got it. So stay tuned, because we're talking about American Horror Story Apocalypse, Season 8, Episode 6, Return to Murder House.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV American Horror Story After Show. We're talking about American Horror Story Apocalypse, Season 8, Episode 6, Return to Murder House.
Welcome home, witches.
Yeah, so welcome home, witches. I'm your host, Elena Jordan, and joining me today.
Hey, guys, I'm Jennifer Leone.
Yes, what's up, everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
Okay, so I have to ask, what did you guys think about this episode?
Hands down, best episode ever. Sorry to cut you off, Jen.
Like, that's okay, there you go.
Best episode ever. I was waiting for episode 6, and I'm just so glad. This extra 18 minutes were everything, too, so super
excited. Episode 666.
Yeah. I loved it. I felt that this episode was just everything that we've been asking for, and yes, all the loose ends that we wanted to tie were tied. Ryan Murphy gave it all to us. So happy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. But episode 4 is still my favorite.
I feel like I think that's going to be the consensus, because that one was the one that was rated like the top episode of the entire series.
Yeah.
This one, though, I got to say, it's probably so
good.
This one was really good. If both of your favorite episodes of the entire series are in the same season, that's a good season. So yes, I'm very excited about everything this season. I can't believe there's only 4 episodes left.
I just want to cry. Don't remind us, Elena. I just want to cry.
Light my soul on fire, Michael Langdon style. I can't. This episode, I love, again, as we've been seeing all season long, post-flashback episodes, everything's been kind of chronological. Mm-hmm. We had the first couple episodes that let us see the apocalypse, the sad after effects of poor Billy. then we have this whole flashback series. We're still in the middle of the flashback. Mm-hmm. And we finally have, as teased last episode, Behold and Madison are back at Murder House.
Where it all began.
It all began. And I loved the opening scene. This is what is so perfect about this episode, I think, is shout out to director Sarah Paulson. Perfectly directed the comedy and the horror that is just seamlessly integrated in this, having the opening where he's like, so there have been murders in this house. Oh, we know about all 36 of them. We're not liable for any damages, anything, including fatalities, but other than that, enjoy your new home.
Here's the keys.
Look at that. Damn,
that was kind of like equivalent to a boo, low-key.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, and I love that Behold is just like, we'll light some sage. It's fine.
We're good. And he did bring the sage.
I know, right? You have your smudge sticks as part of it. It's like, oh, okay. I didn't have like an epic marble knife that came with my sage sticks, but okay.
He had the whole kit.
It was an altar. It was a to-go altar. Mm-hmm. I noticed.
Out with your altar.
Yeah. That's one. One for Elena.
Yeah. It felt very Buffy the Vampire Slayer to me, too. I was like super into it.
I'm so into it. And this episode, by the way, everyone looked great. Madison's outfit.
I know. Bubble. I was like, I'm here. I'm living for Madison's outfit.
She
I'm
so like, good.
Like, I know. I'm like, real... I just want like an American Horror Story fashion show where it's like, right? Coco and Madison and just literally all of the male witches.
Everyone.
Like, every single one of you have the coolest outfits.
They're like
well
dressed. I just want to see like their costume closet, like their costume like area where all the like American Horror Story costumes are. Like,
can you do that?
Can I go shopping?
I want to go to there. I would never. Yeah, you would never see me again. I would be living there forever. I would just be like, capes.
everywhere.
Anyway. Living in Lady Gaga's closet.
Yes. Which I imagine is probably a very well-organized closet.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Much like AfterBuzz has a very well-organized system. Yes. Don't forget all of our shows.
Let's let everyone know. AfterBuzzers, our network, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, our sci-fi channel, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, do not be, you guys, because they're optional.
You turn them off.
So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments right now, because our comments are on fire. And we'll thank you guys on air, but for now, thank you guys for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yes. And thank you, too, for commenting and sending all of this awesome stuff. At the end of tonight's episode, we'll also, of course, as usual, do our predictions and let you guys know a little news and gossip. Mm-hmm. We may even have an exclusive just for you guys. Yes. But then we're also going to talk about some of your fan theories, too. So please continue to send us those, because we love talking about them.
Let's not forget our iTunes listeners. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating.
Yeah, and Spotify and SoundCloud. Give us thumbs up and comments. Talk to us.
We're all over the place. Yeah. And we love hearing from you, no matter where you talk to us.
Yes.
But unfortunately for our witches, they're having some trouble talking to all of these spirits, because so far we find out that the magic doesn't work in this house. Behold's trying to open the door. He's like, okay, this is an obstinate house, which I'm also like, thank you for dropping these SAT vocab words left and right throughout. I'm like, we get it, writers. Y'all are smart. We already knew.
I'm here Googling.
And I got it.
Obstinate. I was like, obstinate. Yeah, I was like, I had to think about it.
Well, we need an American Horror Story, like, word of the day calendar.
The
we're like, okay. The dictionary. That works, too. So he's saying that this is, like, the strongest psychic presence that he's ever felt.
Right.
This intense psychic energy. And Madison's basically like, look, here's my deal, is I need to make the most out of this life. I was given a second chance. I was kind of a dick even after my second chance. This is my third life. Third life's a charm. Try not to be Madison, the big old a-hole who killed someone with a light just for funsies because she was mad that she didn't hit her spot. Like, it's like, okay, that Madison needs to go. These spirits don't want to be seen, so they have to do this spell that I also think is pretty interesting. She's never seen before. Then it's like, okay, so these male witches do have some spells that maybe the ladies may or may not have picked up on, but this monstra de spiritum, ne abscondas.
Be careful what you say.
I know, I'm like, I'm going to start flickering, like, oh my God.
That would have been the perfect time to start flickering these lights and freak us out.
Next time.
It's all right, next time. Next time I get all witchy in here.
I'm going to cast a spell on
it. We got to talk about your dress real quick. Oh, Ouija board, yes or no?
Elena is always giving us, like, full fashion. Like, remember the purple dress? It was like, you always give us full fashion. Yeah, we love you, Elena.
Well, witchy fashion.
For anybody who's not watching on YouTube, watch us on YouTube and you can know what the hell we're talking about, because I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. It's better to watch anyway.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like, you guys always look amazing. Oh, everybody's looking amazing. I love it. I love it.
In this episode, on the show.
Unfortunately, the little burn children of Constance's former husband still not looking all that great, freaking out Madison.
What happened? Those lives are on fire. I'm like, oh, poor kids.
I know. And all I was thinking was like, oh, where's the dummy who was banging Constance and made the kids all happy with the tea party? Like,
that's true.
Bring back Beefcake. I need to watch him walk by. I'm fine with it.
Bring back Beefcake.
Like, Madison would feel a little better if she's like, well, at least they're hanging out with a hot dude that also clearly was murdered here.
Yeah.
I also feel like I need a ledger of all 36. Like, can somebody just send me a list of all the 36
all died,
spirits
yeah.
that are all there, because I need to keep a total.
Maybe Michael killed a lot that we just don't know.
Maybe. I mean,
clearly. I'm like, clearly he was just offing everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, whew. And then, of course, Mr. Montgomery, way back in the day, Lord knows how many he had took out.
Yeah, good point. And they don't even know that.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
We saw how many bones were out there. It's insane.
It's like, I think we only know of like a good 10 that died in the house. Like, yeah. It's like, whatever happened to the other 26?
Like, we didn't didn't have that much time. All right, guys, it's a lot. Take the murder house tour.
We gave you Constance's other child.
Buy a ticket,
else you
okay?
So you're asking for too much.
We find out that all these years later, Tate, who, by the way, Murder House was like 10 years ago. This was so long ago.
Wow.
How does freaking Tate look? I mean, he looks exactly the same.
There's a lot of makeup.
Evan Peters, I'm like, Evan Peters, geez.
He just doesn't. He looks 17.
The true witch. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, right?
He's a little cutie, too, though.
He is. Adorbs. Which also, young Michael. Super evil, super cute.
Super hot, but
there's an Instagram called I'd Fuck the Antichrist.
Oh my God.
I think it's hilarious. But well, it's just, it's all the greatest photos of Cody Fearn. And everyone's into him. It's all over online. I love it.
I think I'd be into it too. You know, like on a.
Everyone likes a little.
Outside
bit.
Of here, I wouldn't be into it, but I think for the moment, I think I'd be into it.
This was like a Halloween moment.
I love, speaking of hotties, that Tate flat out, like in his psych sessions, is like talking about Violet. And he's like, Violet's still ignoring me, but like, I'm dead and I'm hot and I know she's still into me. And I'm like, all right, Tate, legit, very self-aware.
Yeah, very, very.
He's not
Madison,
wrong.
Though,
he's not
I love wrong. When Madison pops in and she's like, you're not that hot. And I'm like, y'all are dating in real life.
I know, like how corny. Like,
we know. Okay.
I thought that about the ending scene too, like seeing like him and Zoe in the window. I was like, ooh, are you just looking like, that's my man, girl, like get off my man.
I feel like every season, Ryan Murphy's like, look how cute, like, Jason and Evan are together.
Yeah.
Stand over here, actual girlfriend. Just look
be on
sad
the side
and
lines,
longing
yeah.
from far away. I was like, okay, crew clearly has some feelings about this relationship.
That's funny.
Anyway. So Behold is introducing himself to Ben, and he's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, you guys, we can see you. You can see us. We did this whole spell. You guys need to tell us about Michael. We need some info. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Ben is like, what are you going to do? Like, make us more dead? Get out of here, dummy. Like, what? And then Tate is just like, hey, you guys aren't safe here just because you're witches. So chill
I'm
out.
I'm out of here, yeah.
Deuces.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're like, well, that went well.
Yeah.
So they end up coming up with what I think is the best nickname ever.
Is this the tear jerker?
We all know the tear jerker!
I was here for that. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to go masturbate and cry in my corner like I normally do. Yes! Or look outside the window like I normally do.
That was the love that that's like the callback to episode one where it's like for all of eternity he just has to jerk it and cry outside of a window.
It's what it was known for.
But it's like all of the other ghosts are like, can you just have a different thing? Yeah, like, God, this is so weird. Like, my little burnt up kids are here.
He's
like,
just like a horn dog. Like, he's just a little horn dog. Like, all right, Ben, like, get it together.
Lusty.
And then Bo, sweet little Bo, attacks.
Yeah.
Not really, just attacking with love.
Kind of like a puppy.
Yeah,
like, I was like a puppy, like a dog.
And is stopped by Billy Dean. Behold, is stopped by Billy Dean as he's about to banish this poor sweet little thing, and I was like,
great surprise.
Yes to Billy Dean being back.
It's like, welcome back, Sarah, as another character.
No, I'm like, Sarah directing from within the episode. Yes. Loving it.
Yeah,
like super woman. Girl boss, like
she's amazing. Yeah.
And it was so well done. Just
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just really, really well done. I'm like, go Sarah. Like, it's not even just like, oh, Sarah's doing it. It's like, no.
She's killing
wow.
it.
Wow. Like, no, you're good. Who did this? Oh, Sarah did. Done. It's
and a
beautiful.
Testament to, like, her acting, too, because you're like, oh, well, maybe she just had a good director. Oh, both are right.
Both are right. Can you just mention what you mentioned to me earlier about Blum?
And oh, we'll talk about that.
Okay,
at the end.
All right.
That's
we'll
part
talk
of news and gossip.
End.
We'll talk about that.
News and gossip. Different section.
Yeah, we're gonna stay in the episode for right now. But yeah, so I love the little reference too about Madison Montgomery when Billy's like, "I've known a few Montgomerys."
Always somebody known
witch.
A few Montgomerys.
And I was like, okay, we get it. Little Lily Rabe reference, like Mrs. Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And I love that too because they can't put all of them in into this episode. It would go on forever. So it's like, okay, at least you mentioned the other Montgomerys. I thought it was going to be kind of cool to have like a great grandma.
Something
granddaughter like reunion, but
I think they'll do that later.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
I could see that be kind of weird if it's like, hey, I'm here to talk about Michael. How have you been? I'm your great, great grandma. It's like, oh my God, really? I've got a mission here, Grandma. Like, just go
inside if you want a baby. She's gonna be like, I don't know. Who brought the old lady in here?
But the epic return. Jessica Lange.
So good. Chills.
She's just like auntie, like from another dimension. I just love her.
The perfect mother. The perfect mother. And life and death. The
perfect. Take care of all the monsters.
Now, I gotta ask you guys, though. When you saw Constance walking down, did you think alive or dead?
Alive.
I knew dead. I just thought dead.
Think Michael killed her?
Yes.
Okay, I did too. I thought 100% that would be the situation, that Michael must have killed her.
Definitely.
And I thought the same thing about Meade, but now I'm starting to think that maybe that's going to be something different. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because mm-hmm. I guess we'll talk about it when we get Meade. I'll say my point when we get to that whole, whole little.
Yeah. predictions.
Going ahead a little bit. Sorry, guys.
She is so glamorous, though, and it's one of my favorite characters, if not the favorite character.
Oh, I love
is
her.
Constance.
Constance. She is American Horror Story. Look.
Yeah.
Jessica Lange's delivery is just so perfect.
Isn't it?
So just always. Everything that she says. Who are you? I'm Constance Langdon.
This is my house.
Love her. And then the Crown Royal, when she's like, old habits die hard. And I'm like, okay, I get it, because you died.
She's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to go get my Crown Royal and pack of Slims, are you?
I love it. And, of course, Moira. They have their little tout-a-tout. Mm-hmm. This, I did think, was pretty interesting, though, because I feel like Ryan Murphy will do this, where he puts little references in and little digs. He did this a lot in Feud, too, mm-hmm. where he talks about kind of the oppressiveness of the world on women and how that then reflects how they interact with the exterior. But mm-hmm. the line that disappointment makes a woman bitter... And with how many times you've taken the coward's way out, I can see why. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just love that he keeps harkening back to these deep-rooted themes. Yeah. And we've seen it, too, so many times with Jessica Langdon. Jessica Langdon, Jesus. Michael Langdon is like, get in my head.
Jessica Langdon.
I know. Now I'm like, is that why it's Langdon? Maybe not.
They like tie in her last name.
It's part of her.
Yeah.
She'll always be American Horror.
It's when Jessica Lange was done, they were like, bring in Michael Langdon, because Lang's done.
I just figured it out. Wait, there's another one, too.
Wow. That's not a real thing. I just made that up.
Yeah, but that was so good.
We'll pretend like that was the reason. Because we named him. It was like her last season. It's like, okay.
That's true.
It wasn't even her last one. She went years after that, like Freak Show and all this. It's like, that doesn't even count. Anyway. But she's talking about how she knows more about him than anybody else. And she'll tell them, but... she wants them to get rid of Moira. She's sick of this chatty, not very good maid. And I understand if it's like you have one mortal enemy and then you have to spend your entire afterlife with her. It's like, that's not great.
Yeah.
Ben should have did that with his ex.
Speaking of Ben, it's actually kind of funny because you know how in the first one, like, Ben seen Moira as, like, that hot maid, like, his, like, vision type of thing. It's funny how, like, now that he's dead, he doesn't see her like that anymore. Like, she was just, like, you know, like, old Moira.
I think that was the whole thing about men and, like, how they're blind to reality because of their urges. And now his only urge is to jerk it and cry in front of a window because he's dead. So it's like, aww.
He's, like, doesn't have that anymore.
I know, right? So basically she wants Moira gone. Mm-hmm. And this is what I thought was super interesting was that Behold was like, look, I can do a spell where I can just banish this bitch to a closet. We don't have to go through all this.
That was
this
so will
be super easy. But Madison, as we're seeing, she's not just saying she's going to turn over a new leaf. She's actually trying. She's going through. She's touching all of these bones for all of these who knows how many people, dozens of people buried underneath this.
The 35 other people.
I know, this poor gazebo that it's like, okay, we picked one mass grave for everybody under the gazebo. Jeez, like, space them out. There's a lot of space here, guys. But meanwhile, there's like the poor exterminator still underneath the house somewhere. I'm like, did anybody ever find him? No.
No, he's just vanished.
Nobody.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But, like, that was such a throwaway death. Like, most people are like, oh, I forgot about him.
There's only so many bullet points they can cover.
Yeah.
So then they end up going through all of this just so they can find Moira's bones. They give them back to her, and she's just sobbing. She's so delighted that this is her means of escape. And banishing her to a closet is a horrible thing. That's like, that would be awful that she would spend her eternity. Yeah, and instead, like, they ask her, where do you want to be buried? She's buried next to her mother. And this is when I just, well, one, I loved that she said that she would haunt the hell out of Paramount Stage 7.
So cute.
I was like, into it. Yeah. And again, where it's like, disappointment makes a woman bitter, where it's like, this was right. her first nude scene that she begged for a body double, but she was put in this situation. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, these situations that women are put in that yeah. Ryan Murphy and his team just get. And so, many reasons we say yeah. thank you.
Moira yeah. with her mom was such a little touching scene, though. I was like, oh, Moira and her mom. She's like, I forgive you. I just want to smother you in kisses. And yes. I'm just like, oh.
No, this too, just the lighting on this, where when they're walking down that path.
Oh, my God.
Was, you yeah, felt
the Hollywood
it.
Forever.
It was like chills.
When you look at the lighting, it's light on one side and dark on the mm-hmm. other. And then it's the afterlife that's in the middle that they're going through to bring them over to the other side. The way that was set up. Yeah. Damn, that was good. I really was like, good. Sarah Paulson.
I was here for it, yeah. That was like, it. As creepy as it is, that was like really a beautiful shot. Like,
it was gorgeous.
I want that as a poster.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, with the just, I don't that, know.
Yeah,
just,
it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I just love dark and Halloween-y type of things.
Like, artistic
especially
guy.
Too, because the theme of this episode was so much the light and the dark.
Yeah.
And about like the kinds of light and the kind of darkness. Mm-hmm. And his light isn't the true light. Because they kept referencing, like, they said that he was kind of the light that was brought in here. Michael was my light. Constance says he was the one light mm-hmm. that I had.
Definitely.
Of all of the men that all of the things that, you know, I spent my whole life tending to all of these people. He is the light.
Mm-hmm. Well, really quick, they were saying angel of light. And angel of light is Lucifer.
Right.
Yeah.
The bringer of light. So it's just really cool how they tied that mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So light.
And then, oh my gosh, the rose garden
oh.
of his little gifts.
I was like, if Constance plants one more rose,
that was so creepy.
Wasn't it? Just like the rabbit's just hanging, and she's just like, oh, another dead animal.
Red roses.
Starting with like ripping the wings off of flies in his crib. It's like
how
something like how super evil. Ingrained, super ingrained in him. And then, of course, we see the babysitter that we saw in Murder House yes. that was killed, and how she covered it up, that she told the police that
she offed herself.
That she just offed herself, which is yeah. horrible.
yeah.
But, you know, I love just the whole theory of her from death springs life eternal, yeah. so I'm going to plant these roses in honor of all of these creatures and people.
My first thing is, like, ugh. Who is not watching Michael to the point where he's just outside killing rabbits and mice and flies and, like, he
cats,
has...
Cats, hanging like, cats like, no, in the kitchen.
Like, I mean, how did you even have time to hang that? Like, nobody's watching
I'm
him, no babysitter,
like, he's
no...
He's a little boy. How'd he get up there? Like, I'm like, where are your ladders? Like, I mean, it's one thing to, like, kill something, but I'm like, oh, like, my cat doesn't,
crawling,
like, then
like,
string it up from the ceiling. Yeah. Like, that's the creepy part.
So Spider-Man like, style.
Even all the spirits in the house, like, hey, nobody just decided to keep an eye on him just to kind of see, like, hey, let me go pop... Even his
the
mom, like,
are
hey,
just as
mom
evil,
and
though.
Tate, like, they're not just gonna, hey, let's go see what Michael's up to today.
Well, it was a different house, because
oh,
they lived next
right.
door.
Okay,
so
yeah.
she went over next door to the murder house to kill herself, but
oh.
they actually lived next door.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Which this was
you're
the
right.
only thing, and I know this is kind of a tangent, but this bothered me in Murder House, too, when they were like, why don't you just buy the house? And she's like, oh, well, not all of us were blessed with your financial...
That's true.
The whole thing is that they're like, this house is cheap as hell because nobody wants to live in it. And I was yeah. like, if you can afford the nice house next door, why can't you afford the cheapest shit house? I've never understood that. That's the only thing that I was like, I don't get this discrepancy.
I never explained it.
Like, she should have lived there because mm-hmm. it would have made more sense. She's stoked on all of those spirits. She would have been all about it.
All
so,
the kids are there.
None of that made sense to me. But whatever. They fixed it this episode.
I was about to say, they brought her back home.
They basically were like, anything you've ever had a problem with, we're retconning. We're fixing this season. Don't even worry about it. But yeah, Constance has her purpose, which she feels she's been put on this earth to raise the monsters. I do also love the, I don't know if it was intentional pun, I feel like it had to be, the garden variety serial killer, where I'm like, you literally have a garden of all of his serial killing.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm into that. I was like, I see you writers, I'm into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he almost kills Constance, and we see this moment where it's like he is possessed. He has these forces in him. Yeah.
He's half and half.
He is, and he's being kind of taken over by this demonic force that is making him choke Constance until they have this weird grammar. Something comes over. Can I have a glass of water? May I? Just super creepy.
Yeah.
But this was so sad when she's talking about how she felt that her purpose, her mission was to raise this great man. Mm-hmm. And that the best aspiration that a woman can have is to basically dedicate her life mm-hmm. to the bettering being of a man. Mm-hmm. And then seeing that when that man ultimately lets her down, that was such a disappointment for her. I feel like mm-hmm. that was such an awesome commentary, too, where it's mm-hmm. like, if you live for a man, you're never going to find your true sense of purpose.
Right.
It's not until you're living and dying for yourself, as Constance does, that she truly feels that, you know, she has her real purpose, which is to be with her children, which we were getting into on this. Who the hell is that little girl?
All right. Does anybody know, like, all of our viewers?
So he was supposed to be, apparently, a albino boy in the things that they cut out. So the episodes, what is that, like, deleted scenes. So they had deleted scenes. This is something that someone told me after my fan theory show that I had no idea, because I was always wondering, where's the fourth kid?
Yeah.
That's always been my question. They've always covered everything. Now they changed it to a girl who's blind.
Whose eyes have been plucked out.
So maybe Cordelia style? I don't know. Like,
oh my God. I thought that was interesting. I was like, huh.
Like, where'd she come from? Because it was weird, because it was like, even when she woke up, it was like you had Tate and Beau like right there in plain mm-hmm. sight, and then it was like her and like not focused. You know what I mean?
I was so excited.
I know. I was so excited.
Well, they basically were like, yeah, we're tying in everybody, even the bitches from the deleted scene. So, mega fans.
Can someone send that to us? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Send us that deleted scene, because we want to play it next episode.
Yeah. I just heard about it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
So I'm down.
I'm interested. I'm interested to see. I know that it's going to circle back, because they definitely wouldn't just set that up and then be like,
or maybe they would.
Right.
Season
9.
I'm sitting here going back to Asylum, and I'm like, no, you guys have done that to us before.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, poor Mr. Tearjerker has his own problems.
Sorry, that's great.
I'm like, because looking out that window is a bit of a pain, am I right?
But I'm like, we do have a little theory going on.
What's going on?
Oh. Calvin actually said Constance's daughter is probably named Rose, the fourth child. She's probably got her eyes taken out by Infantata due to Infantata attacking Violet's, the bully, in the first episode.
Hmm. Maybe.
Wait, Violet's bully. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Go Calvin.
Shout out to Calvin Aragon.
So right now they're basically saying, look, we just gave Constance something mm-hmm. for some info. We can trade for you. What up, Dilf? You look real unhappy.
That was great.
Tear jerking in the window.
I just love that. Madison just comes in like super petty every time.
Oh my God, like, I love it. I love it so much.
Like, even with Tate, it's like, you're not that hot, but anyway, it's like, hey, what's up, Dilf? Like,
everybody else is hot and sweaty, and she's just hot and petty. I'm into it.
Oh, and another. And another Alina.
So they're saying, no, we can fix this for you. You don't have to be the tearjerker of the house. And he's like, you know, I'm fine with jerking it if you could just make the crying part go away. I'm like, how about you just, like, jerk it on your own time and not have that be, like, a weird thing that you have to do? Come on, Ben, get it together.
Can anybody see him from the window?
That's what I'm wondering. It's, I was like, he's how awkward for, like, the gardener. He's like, ah, there's so many roses out here. Why'd you do this to me? True. Constance, there's a dude jacking it in the window every day.
Like, I can't come here to work every day.
And Ben's like, I chose to make you see this. I can decide if I want to be seen or not.
I wanted
you to see.
You can't stop looking.
It's gonna make me choke.
Maybe that's why the girl's eyes are gone.
She's like, I plucked them out because I was watching Ben jerk it in front of the window and cry every day.
She's like, fine. That's a little disturbing.
That is pretty disturbing.
I don't want to see this.
So Ben basically says, look, I took over my Tate sessions, but with Michael, because even though he's not my kid, my wife gave birth to him. Mm-hmm. He feels like my child, even though he's not. She had these two twins. He still feels like he's my kid. So yeah. I have to help him however I can. I'm going to have these sessions with him like I did with Tate. It helped with Tate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like, okay, this could help with Michael. This I thought was interesting, though, because he's talking about how brilliant he is, and the example is him doing the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
But he doesn't solve it on all sides. He does a cross. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He intentionally puts a cross in each of it that I was like, okay. And because the way that it's set up, you can't tell if it's inverted or not. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I see all the references.
Because I had to look, and I was like, wait, how did he finish that? And then I was like looking at the image, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. And this is when, too, when Ben then says that Michael was the only light to come out of this because he's the only one still alive. Everything around him is dead. This is another reference to this light.
The light, yeah.
The lightness, the angel of light, this Lucifer image mm-hmm. that then. And the whole lightness, darkness, and inevitably the fire that comes right. from the light, and how it's not a pure heavenly light. It's instead a destructive force, mm-hmm. Which he finds out when Michael is first going through all of Tate's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Tate is like, stop going through my shit.
That was I was so here for the like dad and son moment. And I know. Then I'm like, are they ever gonna see each other?
You can't you tell? Look at my hair.
It's like hey, teen yeah. mom.
It was like a little Justin Bieber haircut. Like yeah. I just want to be like you, dad. And well, he's
we
like,
both
no.
look like we're in the same boy band.
That's true.
But I feel like it was also a little Connie Britton. Like I love how her hair was always so good.
Oh my god, Connie Britton's hair. I'm like, get out of here. How are you so perfect? But Tate's response, not so cute.
Yeah.
He's like, you did not come from me. I could have never created something as evil and monstrous as you are.
He's just so heartbroken. He was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Coming from Tate.
This is when he says that then the darkness starts encroaching and being rejected from what he identified with as his then father made him lean to his actual father, which is just entity, evil incarnate.
Say, damn it, Tate, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Blame Tate.
Satanic Tate. Say
it's
Tate.
Like, if you would have just loved him, he probably would have just, you know, that evil kind of would have went away.
Yeah, but Tate's like a forever teenager, where he's like, like, come on. So then, now his little demon baby, who grew up overnight, which is weird.
I like how they addressed it, though.
Yeah, that was like, everyone's question. He just woke up, and he was like, 10 years older.
Well, I mean, because we all knew, because remember, he started growing rapidly in Vivian's stomach. So everybody was like, what? How is he, like, already? Like, she's like, no, I'm going on a trip. And he's like, no, like, this baby's going to, like, come, like, any second now. Like, no, you're not. She's like, no, I'm, like, 4 months pregnant. Like, no, lady. Like, you're about to give birth. And then it's like, I think it flashed from when he was a toddler, right? Like, after he killed the babysitter. So he had to be, like, what, like, 2 or 3 maybe in that little rocking chair?
Well, they said it was because they showed him also killing all the rabbits and everything.
Right.
And as well. So it led up, I think he was probably about
like
5 or 6.
Okay, like 4 or 5 or whatever. And then it's, like, so 10 years later.
So now he's
like
about 15.
Okay, yeah.
It said 3 years later in the show. It said on the bottom. Oh, it was,
so
like,
he's 30, so he was like 3. Okay.
Well, he was 3. And then
3 years later?
10.
Oh, 16.
But I think it was like a year, like, or 2 years later at this point. So I think he's like about 15.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. He's early teens. Too. Yeah. Early teens.
Early teens.
You
so
know,
that would mean
he's learning
18.
How to drive the bus straight to hell, basically.
He needed to be 18 to create the
It was probably his 18th birthday that they showed up.
Yeah, that they showed then.
It was just funny how he, like, killed the priest. She was like, yeah, Constance was like, I felt like he just needed an intervention. And then, like, she walks in and the priest is dead and he's all playing video games like, hi.
Yeah, just like this, like, nonchalant smile, like, whatever. And then starts hacking up the poor black doll. Yeah, I'm like, can this woman get a break? Like,
she just wants to be a star. Mina
Safari. She had to go through to be a star. And then, of course, he puts on the rubber man suit. Just like Daddy, and kills poor Grace and Elizabeth. They had names. It was Grace and Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the poor nameless couple
that moved in
and were immediately murdered. I was like, boxes aren't even unpacked.
Yeah,
give these people a minute. Like, geez. So on top of killing them, he then ignites their souls and makes them cease to exist. So he didn't just murder them. They cease to exist. This is a huge, huge deal. We have not seen anything to this level. This is terrifying. I mean, now even the dead are afraid of him. He is this awful, terrifying spirit.
Yeah, that's when, like, Ben gave up on him, too. He was just like, hey, there's something going on with you, kid.
I never should have tried.
You're a little different. You're not normal, kid.
So this was intense. And then I do love, though, that we see this Vivian and Ben reconnection.
Yes.
We didn't actually
Loved
see
it.
Them split up because mm-hmm. when we last saw them, he came back. They were, you know, seen as a happy family. They were all together.
Right.
We've seen that now they've had a falling out because of Michael, which would make sense because Vivian wanted nothing to do with him. And then Ben helping him, obviously, would create a rift. But then after, he's like, no, you're right. Even though I had what I thought was a connection to this kid, he is not my child.
Right.
His actual child starts crying, and so then he goes to tend to the baby.
That's weird how they kept him separated. You know what I mean? Like, Vivian was taking care of the other baby the whole entire time, but it's, like, Michael and they never had a connection.
Their reality doesn't, like, their sense of time, because they're dead, it's just so off that it's, like, you know? So, yeah, it's just intense because she says that Michael isn't just a bad witch, mm-hmm. like, that you can get rid of. This is something intense. Mm-hmm. And when she quotes the biblical, the beast with 10 horns and 7 heads rising out of the sea, and all who dwell on the earth shall worship him.
Mm-hmm. How satanic is that?
God, I'm like, can you cut to commercial on a more intense line? Like, damn, Sarah, love it.
Intense.
So then we start seeing all of these things about Michael. We know that he's not natural. We start ticking off all of the omens that are mm-hmm. letting us know that he is basically the Antichrist, is that the murder of crows encircle the house. It starts getting sweltering hot inside.
But he still sleeps with the fan.
He still sleeps with the fan. It's like, okay.
He's like, I'm hot.
You're doing it, devil. We're all hot because of you. We all had to go to Sam's Club and buy like 15 fans. There's too many. Sam's Club reference from my East Coasters.
They don't have Sam's Club over here?
They're very spaced out. Very
I'm like,
few.
Costco, I'm from San Diego.
I'm all about
I love Costco, but I'm like, I love Sam's Club too. Because I'm like, I'm from San Diego, so we have a bunch of Sam Clubs out there, yeah.
So then they came. Dun, dun, dun. We finally see Meade's backstory.
And this is during Black Mass.
Yes, so this is the start of Black Mass when Anton LaVey shows up with...
Shout out.
The Black Pope himself of the Church of Satan. That Meade is a cardinal of the Church of Satan, which it's like, okay, it makes sense. She'd be pretty high ranking since she's like, before we have our cereal, pray to Satan.
After they all fake their death to be there.
Anton LaVey, I was like, he's dead. What is this? Are they ghosts? And I start thinking, and then when he started to say, okay, well, I faked my death, I'm like, oh, it's such a Hollywood thing, though.
They throw line in there to save it. And I'm like, okay, that's all we need,
fine. But really quick, it seemed like they were the three wise men. Just like, three wise men.
Like, and then Jesus and stuff,
followed the star.
Yes, they followed the dark star. Yeah.
Ooh, good reference, Jen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then they, they even have the... And the sun became black as sackcloth with hair, and the whole moon became as blood. Blood moon, shout out.
Yeah, Roanoke. The writings.
The stars fell from the heaven to the earth, for the great day of wrath is come. Dun, dun, dun. So yeah, they follow the dark star from the west. They come to this house that they flat out say is built on a portal to hell, which we all kind of assumed.
Yeah, of course.
Like, anybody who's seen Buffy is very familiar with Hellmouths. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, they have their own little mini Sunnydale going on in Murder House. Thanks, Montgomery. She picked a great spot. And so all these lost souls create this environment that Vivian is kind of playing off. She's like, you know, this just kind of felt like, you know, a pathetic circus until I saw what
she's
actually
happened.
She's like,
I just thought it was a joke. Like,
yeah, she's like, it just seemed like a bunch of, like, you know, oh, we're devil worshippers.
It's
like,
all right,
well, I'm actually dead. So it's like, do whatever you gotta do, weirdos. Yeah,
just get him out of here.
Just like, we're not fans of Michael, so if he's playing with you, at least he's not bothering us. I'm just waiting for my husband to get done jerking it in the window, and then we're going to talk about baby stuff. So Meade ends up kidnapping this girl who is waiting for the bus. I also love all of the music choices in here. Don't Fear the Reaper playing. Yeah. I was like, oh, yes! Mm-hmm. If you get in a car and you hear Don't Fear the Reaper, it's like, just get out of that car. Just don't even.
She just knew it was a vibe because the cross was upside down.
The upside down cross, but so she's like,
I'd rather walk. There's no time for that, girl. Like, I'd be already dead. Like, you shouldn't have gotten a car. Like,
dummy.
Beautiful night for murder.
It's a lovely night.
Lovely
isn't
night.
It?
For She's what? Like, for what?
Murder.
Oh, are you serious? Look, what type of murder are you talking about? I'm like, oh, can I join? Like, yeah, you're going to join in many ways.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's like murder's on the table, literally. It's you.
And another.
Hey! So, yeah, that's horrific. Oh, my God, it was horrific. Right? Literally cut open her stomach and pull out her heart, which Michael then eats. We've seen this on the Blood Moon, too. Right. Flashback to Roanoke, yeah. Where we have what I call Gaga Monster, because the indescript monster that lives in the woods and that yes, is then later played by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we know she played her. Everyone,
She wasn't the one who played the actual creature. She was the one hanging out with Kathy Bates's.
Yeah, she's the actress.
The butcher.
The glam one.
But I'm still going to call her Gaga Monster because it sounds good.
I agree.
And
good name for it.
Gaga's fans are a little monster, so fight me. So he eats this heart, and we see the most awesome shot of this Lucifer-winged devil beast shadow come up behind him.
I was creeped out. I was like, oh my God. what's going on?
Talk about a poster shot. I'm like, there are so many scenes in here that could literally just be an entire poster. Yeah.
It was so aesthetic. So and just like, good. Sarah, look,
knowing film and like special effects and stuff by taking classes in college, I was like, how'd they get that image to kind of do that? Like, what in the projector?
I feel like it was rear projection. Yeah. I think it was probably a rear projection thing. It could have been CGI, but it felt more practical.
But I was like, ooh, how'd they do that?
Really good. Yeah, I was super into it. Interested. And then just like the Carl Orff's like Oh Fortuna playing, and you're like,
satanic.
That was like the moment.
Like, hey, if you guys don't know by now, he's clearly like the devil.
Yeah, especially when he's like, Father, for I am with you now, and it's like, oh yeah, his dad definitely the devil.
We know it's not Satan anymore.
Yeah. There's his silhouette behind him, being like, what up? I'm the devil.
He's like, hey, welcome home, son.
Yeah, and then it starts hailing. Everyone's like, what the hail?
I'm the mother. Give it to her.
Vivian is like, all right, I'm going to kill these mofos. We can't do it. We gotta, you know, get rid of these guys. So she goes to try to kill them, and Michael is awake and instead goes to light her soul on fire.
Right.
Tate saves her. Which, go Team Tate.
Good old baby daddy.
But I like that he didn't even acknowledge her as his mother.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Not, she was just the host.
No. Yeah. Like, 100%. Because he was just, like, that was just the entity to get her out. Mm-hmm. Now, this is when Behold does his whole, like, look, we pushed for a leader. I'm not going to stop you from going and telling everybody what happened. Because we were the ones who pushed, you know, like, I pushed for a leader. If we had known that this was a situation, we would not have done this. Now that we know that he clearly is not a leader, we need to do something about it. 100% reference to current events, I feel, but, you know, whatever. After Colt, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to sugarcoat a little bit, but we all see it. So then Violet is crying. Madison decides to intervene and try to set these guys up and shows that basically all of the evil that was in Tate has left with his father. Tate was just the host. Basically making all of us who love Tate feel better about loving a mass murderer and not feel so gross about it.
Yet again.
So I was like, thank you guys. Thank you for that because I needed that as well. And then Spirits of the Material World takes us out by the police while we're finding out that and Behold says Madison is basically just a big ol' softie.
So she's definitely like, a softie.
What do you guys think? I know we got to kind of wrap up here, but before we get out, just a quick predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who's going first?
I'm excited. I'll start.
You're going first?
I'm excited to see because it's like it's still like we're bringing everybody together to kind of figure out like how the hell we're going to take Michael down. And it's like now we're pulling different. Like, we got the voodoo guy coming back. I'm like, now we're finding Dinah. Yeah, I'm like, Papa. So I'm
maybe
like, now
Nan
we see Dinah.
Back.
We're just going to see Dinah and her little voodoo thing. Oh, I'm kind of wishing Angela Bassett will come back. But we'll see. But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see. I'm actually just super excited to see how they're going to, like, what their plan is going to be to take down Michael.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
It's probably the beginning of the plan. But
the blueprint.
The beginning of the end.
The blueprint. Since we only have 3 episodes left, right? Or 4?
We have 4.
4? Yeah, it's going to start now. But with everything, I feel like maybe they will talk about the voodoo the voodoo ladies, mm-hmm. how they went down, because Madison did say it's backwards doing mm-hmm. voodoo. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And then clearly we see voodoo coming in, but yeah. I want some explanation on why Angela is not involved. What's happening here? Mm-hmm. What happened? So that hopefully they keep Murder House around for not just this episode. Yeah. I want it to, like, now it's a part of this. So yeah. let's keep going back and forth. There's two different sets for this season because I just don't want to go back to the bunker.
So, I know that we probably, I mean, they have to tie in the bunker at some point.
Yeah. Right, right. But at least have others. At least yeah. have other things coming in.
Well, to be honest, I think they're going to go back to the bunker because I think yeah. in the next episode, it's like the warlocks are back in. So it's like, right. you know what I mean? They're going to flash
forward. Gonna the flag. Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, they could potentially flash forward. But, I mean, the warlocks were still involved even when Michael was young. So yeah. they could, it could be a flash forward. I'm thinking they're probably going to hold it because I'm still not convinced that all of those things really happened. I think that that was a, this is I what know. Could happen, like we talked about last week's yeah. kind of predictions, yeah. but that it seems like it was like a Cordelia Vision type deal of like a potential future mm-hmm. that may or may not happen, and it's up to these women to stop right. the apocalypse and to right. stop Boy Supreme.
Yeah.
No. Your theory?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it.
That's it?
It's, yeah, okay. It's like, I have some more, but I know we gotta kind of get moving on here.
Okay.
We do have some news and gossip for you guys this week, though.
Real quick.
A little AfterBuzz TV exclusive for you guys. Ooh. Haven't hit that button in a minute. AfterBuzz TV exclusive. So one of my dear friends, Brittany.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Boom! Look at that!
Whose gorgeous head is
one
that?
One of my, my good friends, Brittany Dawn. She is absolutely phenomenal. One of my very first friends here in Los Angeles. Shout out to her because she is also works with Sarah Paulson. She is her assistant here and has taken a photo. This I absolutely love. This is a behind the scenes look.
So cool.
That she herself took of Sarah Paulson in character as Billie Jean. and she is directing in this scene as her actual character.
I love her caption.
Yes, her caption is just the inimitable force that is Miss Sarah Paulson, directing her first episode while in character as Billie Jean and crossboarding three episodes while she plays where she plays three different characters. So, the usual. When Boss Lady is the literal embodiment of hashtag get your girl who can do both. What is prep when you are shooting 16 hours a day?
Yes.
So, get it. You can also follow her at BTump. So, shout out, Brittany. You're awesome. And shout out to Sarah Paulson for being amazing.
The ultimate girl boss.
Oh, like, the ultimate girl boss. And to Ryan Murphy for giving us this amazing show.
Definitely.
Thank you to all of you guys. Especially... Yes. I know we kind of talked about this a little bit. Jason Blum had some interesting words today that we would like to just touch on real, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He said the reason that he doesn't hire very many female directors for horror films is because, quote, there aren't enough women who are interested in directing horror to hire them.
And he said that today.
Where are you looking at?
So just you know, on that note, I would like to say that the most anticipated episode of American Horror Story ever
was directed
by Sarah Paulson. So, again,
in your face.
Thank you, Sarah, for just letting your work speak volumes. So, just, you know, if anybody wants to maybe link this episode to Jason Blum, maybe say, watch this episode of American Horror Story and see how female directors do it. Get it, Sarah.
And wait, Elena, I'm pretty sure you won an award.
Years ago, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You won the award.
My first directing award was for a horror movie, so.
Yes, shout out to Elena Gordon.
Women can do it.
And I wrote it, too. So, wanted it to be horror. Loved it. Wasn't just a sign. I picked that beast.
Right? That ten-horned beast.
That ten-horned, seven-headed beast.
I'm like,
beast.
Yes, and then before we get out of here, let's just shout out a few people that have actually been in our chat this whole time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scrappy's mom. Shout out to Billie Jean Girl. Girl 24, Marley Stark, Calvin Aragon, we said that earlier, David Collins, Clarissa,
Everyone's excited for Papa.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
I want Nana to come back.
I do have to have one more shout out too. We've been saying how much we love all of your theories, and we like to highlight at least one fan theory. We got a couple earlier in the chat too. But make sure that you guys are sending us your comments, tweeting us. Definitely. We love hearing from you. Shout out to at Mr. Jordan Byrne, who's also an amazing voiceover artist too. Ooh. So thank you for watching the show. This is his theory. Is Myrtle a ghost? Because she doesn't have any direct conversations with anyone except for Cordelia. Nobody seems to reference her or talk to her by name. Nobody else mentions Myrtle's name at all except for Cordelia. I did not catch that at all.
I didn't either until now.
So, Jordan, shout out to you because I think you're right. Yeah, 100%. Right? I'm on board with that theory. Yeah. I definitely think
you're
right.
She has to be.
She has to be. I have to see more Myrtle because now I have to know.
Like, she got burned.
She was burned at the stake. So I was like, how is she brought back? I don't know.
Maybe Billy Dean will come in and be like, Myrtle.
And then Cordelia's like, you look very familiar. So weird.
Twinsies. Twinning.
I love it. So, any last things before we get out of here?
I think that's it. I'm super excited for next week. I know.
I just can't wait until next week. And I can't wait to hear what all of you guys have to say about what you think is going to happen. So in the meantime, where can everybody keep up with you guys?
Yes, you guys can follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
Tweet us at @JenniferLeoneTV. Talk to us. Give us a 5-star rating and thumbs up. Tell us all your theories.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan because I'm super original. And on Instagram at that Elena Jordan girl. You can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yes. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.